What's going on, everybody? Welcome in to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase joining you on this late night Tuesday edition of the show, episode 2 this week of at least 5. We might even go 6, because again, we're posting 4 to 6 episodes a week right now, downloaded into your phone throughout the regular season. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any platform to make sure you get these episodes into your phone with the season getting going in less than a month, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we have between now and week 1 between the Eagles and the Washington football team. By the way, I think that's really funny that if you have an iPhone and you go ask Siri what... Here, hold on. Let me do this live on the show. Hey Siri, who do the Philadelphia Eagles play week 1 this year?
The Eagles play the football team on September
13th, 2020
at 1 p.m.
Oh, that's so funny. And the Eagles play Ronald Darby week 1. It's going to be fun. I cannot wait for this regular season to get going, especially with how training camp has just really, really excited me with all the young, explosive talent this team has on both sides of the football. And we're going to continue to get into training camp with padded practice continuing at the NovaCare Complex. Today, I want to talk about some of the late-round draft picks that have been really standing out at training camp. And that's what we'll get into today, because that's an important thing we can't ignore, right? Obviously, the big name free agents, Darius Slay, when Javon Hargrave is healthy, those kind of guys are going to get the attention. The top draft picks like Jalen Reagor, Jalen Hurts, the stars you already had on your team, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz, your offensive lineman, Miles Sanders. Those are the guys that are going to command the headlines. Those are the players that are most important to this puzzle that is the Eagles competing for a championship in 2020 and beyond. Like, that's the main part of the core. But what has been so crucial, especially to the Eagles throughout the past 3 years, being able to win a Super Bowl, being able to make the playoffs at 9-7 in 2018 and overcoming impossible odds, and the same with 2019, a huge reason they've been able to do that is because of this organization's ability to find really good production through players that are taken late in drafts, that are undrafted, you know, smaller, under-the-radar free agent signings, practice squad additions, right? You look at, let's just start in 2016, when Howie Roseman took back over as general manager, when Doug Peterson took over as head coach. You had guys like Jalen Mills in the seventh round of that draft class in 2016. Halepulivahti Vaitai, Corey Clement, undrafted. Big V, by the way, fifth round pick. Boston Scott, practice squad addition. Greg Ward, practice squad addition. Matt Pryor, day 3 pick. TJ Edwards last year, an undrafted linebacker out of Wisconsin. Cravon LeBlanc, 2 years ago you signed halfway through the year, wasn't even on a football team. You know, the list goes on and on. This team has been able to find players late in channels of talent acquisition that normally you don't consistently find good player after good player, or at least a certain level of role player, and the Eagles have really been able to do that. And that could continue if some of these rookies especially continue to play the way they have the past couple days. With training camp really getting going, the pads are on, contact, you have 11-on-11s, 1-on-1s, 7-on-7s. This is really when you start to see, okay, what do we have on this roster? And to see some of these, of course, it's awesome to see Jalen Reagor succeed and a lot of these early draft picks as well. Jalen Hurts, Kayvon Wallace making plays today. He had an interception. What I love to hear is that Quez Watkins, John Hightower, a linebacker in Sean Bradley, those kind of players, undrafted guys, you know, Grayson Arnold, to hear those kind of players are consistently making plays, even sometimes against the first team, offense or defense, that is really encouraging. That is something you want to hear. Because again, those kind of players, you know, even Robert Davis last year at times, and Deontay Burnett and Joshua Perkins, those kinds of players have been crucial to the Eagles saving their seasons the past couple years. And so, starting with Quez Watkins, like, to hear that, of course, Jalen Reagor is the big piece of the puzzle at wide receiver, right? He is the future, that first-round pick you took to be, hopefully, Carson Wentz's wide receiver number one for the next 5 to 10 years. But to hear that, of course, John Hightower, a guy that has made 2 huge plays in back-to-back days, he had a 30-plus yard touchdown back-to-back, from Jalen Hurts on Monday. Carson Wentz hit Hightower in stride to end practice on Tuesday with a big touchdown. It's awesome to hear John Hightower is succeeding, but Quez Watkins is the guy that's standing out the most of those other draft picks in that 2020 class, which you guys know is awesome for me because we've got a beer bet on the line between myself and Gino. So how we do this is me and Gino have a beer on the line between John Hightower and Quez Watkins. We both love both players, but before the Eagles drafted either one, Gino was all in on Team John Hightower. You guys heard we had a late round speed options podcast. If the Eagles wanted to wait at wide receiver, what were some options late in the draft that had legitimate speed? His guy was John Hightower. My guy was Quez Watkins. So we have a beer bet. The details are between these two players, who are both, I think, expected to make the roster, at least initially. We'll see what happens when Alshon Jeffrey does come off the PUP list. But our beer bet is, whoever finishes this year with the advantage in five statistical categories between receptions, yards, touchdowns, yards per catch, and also return yardage, of those five statistical categories, whoever has the advantage, the upper hand, whoever has at least three of five, he has that guy beat. One of us is going to win a beer here. And Quez Watkins is making me feel good about that bet. Every day I go around the beat on Eagles Twitter, all I'm hearing about is Quez Watkins and how he's making another big play. And that's awesome to hear because he worked with Carson Wentz all offseason. And you heard those two are throwing together a lot. And it looks like that chemistry is paying off. Wentz has really been targeting Watkins. He scored two back-to-back red zone touchdowns on Monday. He made an incredible one-handed touchdown grab last week in one-on-ones against Rasul Douglas. Burned Rasul in press coverage, beat him on a double move, and then in the back of the end zone, the pass was a little Wentz threw it a little bit in front of Watkins, brings down this incredible one-handed grab, and Wentz was targeting him a lot again on Tuesday. He was also kick returning. Watkins is going to make this roster initially, and maybe even, you know, how good so far, and it's very early, and these again are fifth and sixth round draft picks that haven't played a lick of NFL football yet, so take this all with a grain of salt. Obviously, I'm going to be a little biased, as is Gino, because of our love for these two prospects before the Eagles even drafted them with Watkins and Hightower, but if those two guys really continue to show this kind of promise, even when Alshon Jeffrey gets healthy, and if he stays on the team, I would really think hard about keeping seven wide receivers. These guys have, I mean, the physical gifts they have, it's incredible. And also with Watkins, you're seeing that work ethic. Again, working with Wentz all offseason, that work ethic has been growing and growing since Southern Miss. I talked to, on the podcast about a month ago, I had an interview with Southern Mississippi wide receiver coach Scotty Walden, who worked with Quez Watkins over the past 2 years, and he could not stop glowing and just praising Watkins with how mature he has gotten over the past two seasons and with how he has really paid attention to the little things, little details off the field and how that is translating on the field. Walden was talking about how he wants just a little thing for players, carry a water bottle everywhere you go. And initially, Quez Watkins didn't always do that kind of stuff. And, you know, he was never really big into the academic side of his collegiate career. He was even held out multiple games 2 years ago because of academics. But then when he realized football might get taken away from him, the thing that's most important to him, you saw him start to really pay attention to the little details. He started carrying around his water bottle. He started going to class and doing his work. And then you saw that transition on the field and how the last year at Southern Miss, he was able to make plays all across the formation. He has a high football IQ. This is a guy that Coach Walden said can play on the outside. He showed he can play on the inside as well. And you already knew he had the physical gifts. This is an explosive player that can high point the football. You can throw it up in traffic. He made some incredible catches at Southern Miss. Some of the grabs, the body control it takes to bring those down. It's exciting to hear that he's making a lot of those plays that he made in college on the practice field. So with him, John Hightower, this offense, and you know Jalen Reagor is making plays the first couple days of padded practice. Again, I talked about it yesterday. It's hard to stop talking about just how excited I am about these wide receiver prospects. Moving forward here on the Locked On Eagles podcast, I want to get into the defensive side of the football because there's another late round day three draft pick at linebacker that is really making some noise. And he's somebody that we just have not given enough praise, at least here on the podcast, that I want to talk about coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. And guys, today's podcast is sponsored by RockAuto.com. You have computers right now with access to RockAuto.com at home and in your pocket. It's a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Make sure you go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or your truck. Make sure you write down Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into episode 2 this week on the Locked On Eagles podcast, getting into some late round draft picks that have been making noise for the Eagles on the practice field the past 2 days at the NovaCare Complex during the padded portion of training camp. I talked about Quez Watkins, John Hightower, how these young rookie wide receivers that are not named Jalen Reagor and how they're making plays on the field, and not just with the second and third team, but you've heard a lot that Quez Watkins, Carson Wentz, that's a connection that's really starting to strengthen, and that is just very exciting to hear. But on defense, too, we can't ignore, there's one pick that we just haven't talked about a lot, right? We've talked about Reagor and Hurts and Kayvon Wallace and Davian Taylor and Hightower and Watkins and the two offensive linemen, Jack Driscoll, Prince Tego-Wanogo. One guy we just haven't talked about a lot that is a real opportunity to not only make the roster but have a real role in 2020 is rookie seventh-round draft pick linebacker Sean Bradley out of Temple. We've talked about Nate Geary, Davian Taylor, TJ Edwards, even Jatavis Brown before he retired, Duke Riley even at linebacker when it talks about players with a potential role this year on the football field on defense. What about Sean Bradley? This is a kid that is at this position. I mean, everything is up in the air. Anyone has a chance to earn a role. There's not one guy that you can say, yep, that's your guy at linebacker. No matter what, he's always on the football field. This is fair game for everybody. And I know I've been more focused on Davian Taylor. And again, I've talked about Nate Geary, even though I don't want him on the football field, and Jatavis Brown before he retired. But Sean Bradley, like, we have to consider this as somebody the Eagles could use on defense this year. I mean, when it comes to just making the roster, if they keep five or six guys, he really doesn't have to beat out that many players. With Brown retiring now, you have Nate Geary's a lock, Davian Taylor's a lock, TJ Edwards is a lock, and I think Duke Riley too, so that's four guys. Let's say they keep five or six. Bradley might only have to beat out, you know, somebody like Alex Singleton to make the roster. And again, without Brown, that's another spot for this player to grab. And he is another athletic young linebacker that could be a part of this future. You know, again, there's no locks right now in 2020 to give you production at linebacker, but between Edwards, Taylor, Bradley, there are potential future options at this position. And Bradley's somebody that we have to pay attention to. He has really been stealing the spotlight on defense in training camp the past couple of days. He's had some of the biggest hits out there with the pads on, including on Tuesday, I guess, around the beat. It sounds like he had the biggest tackle of the day. Dallas Goedert going across the middle. He caught a pass from Wentz over the middle, like 15, 20 yards down the field, and apparently Sean Bradley just laid into him. And also, he had what would have been a sack in a real game on a blitz against Wentz. So again, this is another player that can play in space. He's a local kid, played at Temple, played at Lincoln Financial Field all the time in college at a position where everything is up in the air and everybody has a chance to earn a role. Again, this position, there are options. There's some excitement here with a guy like Davian Taylor in space and with what TJ Edwards did in his rookie year. But Sean Bradley, he doesn't have to beat out that many people, and there's no long-term pieces right now that you know are in place as starters. Even in 2020, it's going to be a short leash for a lot of these guys. So Bradley, you know, more so than, you know, we talk about Quez Watkins and John Hightower and how much we really like those guys at wide receiver, but there isn't really, there's not a realistic path for them, or at least it's going to be more difficult for those guys to earn playing time this year with Reagor at receiver and DeSean Jackson and Greg Ward and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Alshon Jeffery potentially coming back. Whereas for Bradley, again, just to make the roster, he doesn't have to do that much if he continues to shine like this. And to even be on the field, let's say just in base packages as like that third linebacker, There's a realistic path for Sean Bradley to actually do something for this football team in the future, but also in 2020. Louis DiBiase joining you right here on Locked On Eagles. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You know, it really is great to be this excited about a rookie class, and we've been excited about rookies in the past. Carson Wentz in 2016, you know, Dallas Goedert in 2018, and getting Sidney Jones back healthy eventually in 2017, Derek Barnett on the edge. Last year, obviously, Miles Sanders at running back. There's been players in each draft class that we cannot wait to see get on the football field for the Birds. But this year especially, isn't it nice to have like 8 to 10 rookies that we get to talk about that are impressing? Jalen Reagor, Jalen Hurts, those guys are making plays. Your first and second round draft pick. Kayvon Wallace had an interception on Tuesday. And Will Parks the other day, the other Eagles safety that's expected to rotate in with Rodney McLeod and Jalen Mills, he talked about how Wallace is already helping guys get lined up and how he's been a great communicator. And he's already becoming a leader on this football team as a rookie. There's just some guys that are just leaders instantly. I know the rookies have to earn their stripes, but there's players that others just gravitate to, and I really think Kayvon Wallace is one of those guys. And again, we talked about Sean Bradley today and Quez Watkins and John Hightower, how they're making plays. And we haven't even gotten into the offensive linemen, you know, Prince Tega-Winogo and Jack Driscoll. This is such an exciting rookie class. I have such a good feeling about it. And the great thing is the Eagles finally stockpiled draft picks, and they have a ton of options here to potentially be long-term pieces of this core moving forward. Louis DiBiase joining you right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of the show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any platform to get 4 to 6 Eagles podcasts a week downloaded into your phone with the season getting going in just under a month. You can also listen to them as well on LockedOnEagles.com. And hey, I'm always talking birds on Twitter. Hit me up after the show at DiBiase LOE and at Locked On Birds. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And let's go Birds.